Morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
I have an appointment with the Detective Inspector Jacob.
And your name is?
Gillian. Richard Gillian. Two anonymous handwritten letters sent to my home, accusing me of having had a relationship with another woman, and notifying me that a demand for money would follow.
I see. And you've got the letters with you?
Yes. Now, that's... that's the first.
Thank you.
I'm not sure just when it arrived. I've been away, and it was there with the rest of the mail when I got back Thursday evening.
Hmm. And you don't recognise the handwriting?
No.
And what about the lady mentioned, Melissa? Has she seen this?
No. This is what I meant when I said I was sort of being blackmailed. There is no Melissa. Or anybody else.
You aren't conducting any relationship?
No.
With any other woman?
No.
So this letter...
Well, it's crazy. It doesn't make a word of sense. Well, you can tell, the first thing I did when I opened it was show it to my wife. And we joked about it. About, you know, had it been sent to the wrong address, or was this some sort of incompetent blackmailer who got everything wrong?
And what address had it been sent to?
Well, mine, yes.
But all this about your relationship with Melissa...
Yeah, well, it's fantasy. There's not a grain of truth in it.
I see. And you say there's been a second letter?
Yeah. Now, this came yesterday morning.
Thank you.
As you can see... It goes into considerably more detail.
Hmm. The Swallow Hotel?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, I showed this one to my wife as well.
And what did she have to say?
Well, see, she was the same as me. She could make head or tail of it.
You must have a very understanding wife.
Yes.
And so, these dates, when it says you were at this hotel with this lady, they're not true either?
No. Though, well, I wasn't staying there, no. Never been there in my life. But...
Yes?
Well, there was somebody. This is where it becomes completely weird. There was somebody staying there, on those dates, using my name and my address.
How do you know that?
Well, we rang the hotel. In fact, we actually went there. And we made inquiries.
We?
Yes, my wife and I.
So on these nights, when the letter says you were at the hotel...
Yes.
And you say it was somebody else checking in under your name.
Yeah, it was.
You were where, at home?
No. I was in London. My business takes me there. I have a small flat.
Right. And so that's it, is it? I mean, no more letters
no.
or phone calls?
No.
So see if I've got this right. You've had two anonymous letters accusing you of having an affair with somebody called Melissa and citing the dates when you stayed with her at this hotel.
Yes.
Whereas, in fact, you don't know anybody called Melissa, and you've never been to this hotel in her company, and so you're saying these letters are, something of a mystery, I suppose.
A complete mystery.
And your wife, she finds them a mystery as well?
Yes. Well, at first, as I say, we dismiss them as a joke, but, well, I suppose they are attempts at blackmail, aren't they? However misguided.
Well, technically, I'm not sure at the blackmail stage yet. Not till there's been an actual demand for money.
Well,
which could well be on its way, yes. I'm just saying, technically, these are more your poison pen letters.
Well, whatever they are, they're nasty and vicious. And as I am sure you can appreciate, particularly upsetting for my wife.
The joke's worn thin, has it?
Yes, you might say that.
These four dates...
Yes.
When you, as you admit, were away from home...
Well, as I frequently am.
Someone checked into this hotel and gave your name and your address and spent a night with this woman.
Well, so it appears.
Well, it's what the hotel says.
It is, yes. Yes, that's why I decided to come and see you.
Well, I'm sure you did the right thing. Not quite what we can do at the moment.
Oh, I know.
There's not a lot to go on until he starts asking for money and tells you how you're to deliver it. We might do something then.
I understand, yes.
But in the meantime... And I did mention this, but perhaps I didn't stress it enough. Anything you tell me is totally confidential.
Yes.
Even if we get to court, your name, this lady's name, would not be revealed.
Well, there is no lady, sir.
I mean to say, the crime is blackmail. The crime is not having an affair.
I know, yes.
See, 9 times out of 10, I'd go even further, 9.5 times out of 10, your blackmailer is a lot closer than you think. I mean, somebody you know.
Yes.
Somebody who knows you.
Well, generally, yes.
Or perhaps somebody who knows the lady in the case.
No, not this time, no. Because A, there is no lady in the case. And B, it has to be someone who doesn't know me. Because if he did, then he'd know that I'd never been to that hotel. And that I certainly don't know anyone called Melissa. But you don't believe me.
It's not a matter of whether I believe you or not.
But you don't.
The person writing these letters, it might be someone Melissa knows. They might be getting at you through her.
She doesn't exist.
Well, so you say. What I'm saying, by trying to protect her, you might very well be protecting the blackmailer as well.
I see, yes. Well, I think we've wasted enough time as it is. Could I have the letters back?
Look, I'm only trying to...
Yes, please. They are mine, I think.
Yes, they are yours, certainly.
Thank you.
Collect him from the station, so as I'll be the first to hear his news.
Oh, and what news is this?
Well, there might not be any.
Want to bet? Oh, Dad, hi.
Hi.
Oh, and you've caught me here again. You're going to think I sneak in at the back the minute you're out of the house.
No.
Do you want a coffee?
Oh, please, yes. I'll take you to the study.
Oh, and now I'm driving him out of his own kitchen. No, no, can't be allowed. Look, I'm going. I have to go anyway, get into town and do the shopping.
Okay. Well, I'll see you later.
Bye, Adele.
Bye, Jane. Give my regards to your brother.
Yeah.
Oh, Adele?
Yes?
You know if Lawrence will be at home this afternoon?
Oh, I would think so, yes. I don't think he's anything else on.
No, I might just call round and have a word.
May I come in?
Of course.
So, what happened? Did you go to the police?
Yes.
And?
Well, they agree with you.
Agree with me?
They don't believe me either. At least the fellow I talked to, he certainly didn't.
Didn't believe that
you... I'd never known anybody called Melissa, and that it wasn't me checking into the hotel with her. But hardly surprising, is it? My own wife, to whom I have been married for 26 years, she doesn't believe me. So why should a policeman I've never set eyes on before?
Belief is not a voluntary thing.
What?
Something I remember from my philosophy. Believing isn't, you know, something you can choose to do. If only it were... Can I say something?
Yes. What do you mean, can you say something? For goodness sake.
No, something you might not want to hear.
What?
When you first set up your own company, which was, what, 8 years ago?
At least. Well, it must be 9, 10 years.
And we knew that meant you'd be away a lot because, like you said, you can't be a publisher and not go to London. I thought then, well... Sooner or later, there'd be the other woman. No, I did. And that's no criticism of you. It doesn't mean I doubted you or anything, but... Well, it seems to happen to so many other marriages. Marriages we know, I thought, why should we escape? I suppose I probably lost sleep over it for a night or two, but... Well, then I thought, well, so what if there is another
woman? But there isn't.
Listen, I thought, what if there is? I've known him longer than any other woman, and I've had his children, and we're happy together. I know we're happy together.
Yes.
So I told myself. I said, when this other woman comes along, I shan't shout and scream, and I shan't pack his bags and throw him out of the front door. I'll just, you know, take a polite interest.
Polite interest? What?
Well, you know... Not build it into some great event. It's that awful phrase, isn't it? A bit on the side.
What if?
What most men want. I mean, they don't want to leave their wives, do they? They just want variety.
Well, some do.
So then it is just a bit on the side. And nothing to do with the marriage. And the tragedy is when the wife, or the husband if it's the other way round... When they overreact and suddenly the whole marriage goes up in flames when neither of them wants it to. And I resolved that would never happen to us.
You're asking me to tell you about Melissa.
I'm promising that if you do tell me, then it'll be all right.
You could live with the thought of another woman in my life?
Yes. If she was...
A bit on the side.
Yes. But what I can't live with is not knowing. Oh, please, Richard, just tell me.
About Melissa?
Yes.
Melissa, as I have already told you, does not exist. Oh. No, I'm sorry, but there it is. She simply does not exist. I wish she did. God, yes, I wish she did. I really wish there was a Melissa. Some secretary, I don't know, one of our reps perhaps, aged 29, a stunning blonde that I spend fabulous nights with at the Swallow Hotel, and now I could tell you about it and you'd forgive me. But I can't because it's not true. She doesn't even exist, though I don't know why I bother to keep saying it.
But the letters, they exist.
They, yes.
And whoever booked into that hotel, presumably he exists.
Presumably.
And Melissa?
Presumably she does too. So just what are you trying
to... I'm just saying... If you were in my shoes, would you believe this amazing story about somebody else pretending to be you, booking into hotels, using your name and address?
Well, of course, I have the advantage. I know it to be true.
So how come that there's somebody who sees you, somebody who recognises you, who must have recognised you because he writes you letters and says he's taken photographs of you?
Well, yes, they will be revealing.
Oh, they will, yes.
Oh, you're going now.
I am going, yes. I came to try and... Well, I thought if we could just be honest with each other.
I am being honest.
So you say.
No, Claire. Claire.
Hello. Lawrence.
Richard. Sorry, didn't see you.
You look like a man who's found his calling in life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, trimming hedges. I've been hoping it'd rain, that I could go in and watch telly.
Oh, no chance.
You know, she watches from the house.
You're a martyr to your wife's gardening.
I am. So, how are things with you?
Oh, fine, yes.
You want a beer?
Well, if you...
Well, she said you'd be calling, so I sneaked a couple out, hid them among the goldfish.
Oh, God.
Get off, you little... There we go.
Oh, thanks. Ah.
I defended, listen, you like this, I defended a man the other week who used a chainsaw to cut his house in half. Everything, attic to kitchen, cut in half. He'd had a row with his wife. She said she wanted her half of everything, so gave it to her.
You got him off?
Well, not altogether, but I was pretty eloquent about, you know, married men and chainsaws. Well, how's the publishing business?
Oh, no worse than it's ever been.
You're still getting off to London every week?
Well, most weeks.
Isn't a man in this village wouldn't give his right arm for that.
Yeah, they might change their minds if they had to do it.
Oh, sure.
Actually, this isn't just a social call.
No, Adele said you wanted a word.
Yeah, just something I thought you might have an idea about.
Yeah? Oh, and don't worry. I think we're all right here. I don't think she's got the garden bugged yet.
Well, it's nothing too exciting. Just somebody I'm trying to trace.
Mm-hmm.
Only I don't really know how to even start, and so I thought, well, who might know? And it occurred to me it's the kind of thing you lawyers must get up to from time to time.
When we're not gardening. Yeah, we do, sure. Tracing people. Sometimes we even manage to find them.
I was hoping I might manage that.
Only we wouldn't do it ourselves. We'd use a private investigator.
Well, I imagine.
I mean, these are the boyos who have the time and know all the tricks.
Is there somebody you can recommend?
Oh, yeah, one or two. And it's what, a straight tracing job?
Well, might need a bit of initiative.
This country, or would it involve going abroad?
Oh, this country.
Okay. Well, then the man I'd recommend is a man called Maurice Townsend. Townsend Investigations, but actually it's just him. I think what you want, you're better off with a one-man outfit rather than a big firm.
And he's reliable, is he?
Oh, yeah, we've used him for years. Ex-policeman. Doesn't overcharge, and he's, you know, persistent.
Discreet?
Oh, absolutely. Anything you tell Maurice, he'll go with him to the grave. I can give you the phone number if you like.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were on the phone.
That's all right.
Only Mummy said to let you know David's arrived. I've just brought him from the station.
Oh, good. Well, look, I'll be down in a second. Just another call I've got to make first.
Okay.
through to Townsend Investigations. Morris Townsend speaking. The office is closed at the moment, but if you care to leave your name and number, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Please speak after the bleep.
My name is Richard Gillian, and I'd like to make an appointment with you, well, as soon as possible. You've been recommended to me by a friend of mine, a Mr. Lawrence Neverson, who's a solicitor I believe you've done work for in the past. Well, as I say, this is quite urgent. I'll be at home for the remainder of the weekend and early Monday morning, and that number is...
Of course, there's no ideal time to buy. There'll always be drawbacks.
And where's this?
Holland Park.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, it used to be.
Still is.
And it's a flat?
Two-bedroom flat, 99-year lease.
Well, I suppose I could admit to that. My brother has a flat in Holland Park. Yes, all right, go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't be in too much of a hurry.
I'm not in a hurry. That's what I'm saying. There's loads on the market.
And there will be for some time to come.
Is this the hot one?
No, that's the Brindle pickle. The other one, the mango, that's the hot one.
Yeah, seriously hot.
Any more poppadoms?
No, sorry, you've eaten them all.
Oops.
But at this moment you're sharing with, what's his name?
Mike.
Well, so what's the idea? He's going to be moving with you?
No. Mike's staying where he is. Well, it's convenient.
So you're going to be by yourself?
Well...
Oh, look, he's blushing.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yes, he is.
I'm not blushing, it's his pickle.
Why don't you just tell us? We all know what you're going to say anyway.
Oh, you do?
Yes, you're going to marry Stephanie.
Are you?
Well, not marry her, no.
No?
No, so that shows how clever you are.
Well, then what?
We're going to take the flat together, move in together.
Well, you shameless hussy.
Oh. Well, we might end up getting married, but...
No, I think you're very wise.
Yeah?
Then you can find out how you really feel about one another.
Yes, I agree.
Oh.
Well, I think it's a bit cheap. You mean we don't even get a wedding?
You want a wedding, have one of your own.
Oh, not that desperate.
Well, I honestly think... I mean, you want to be together, but you're not sure about getting married. Well, getting a flat together is jolly sensible. Good for you.
Yeah. Give her our love and all the best to the pair of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
But this flat, I mean, if you're not sure about it...
Well, only because there are so many on the market.
Yes, but wouldn't you like your father to have a look at it? You'd do that, wouldn't you?
Well, of course I would, yes, if I was...
Of course, I always think the more opinions you can get...
Are you in London this week?
Well, probably not, no.
It says you are on the calendar.
Yes, well...
Well, actually, if you were down, there's another one as well.
Another what?
Flat. That's what I'm saying. At the moment, you've got this great choice.
Another one in Holland Park?
No, this one's in Chiswick.
Chiswick?
Actually, it's a bit cheaper, but then, you know, needs a bit more doing to it.
Well, I'm sure your father could look at both.
Well, I could if I were in London.
But Chiswick... I'm not sure that my brother has a flat in Chiswick. Has quite the same ring to it.
There's nothing wrong with Chiswick.
Are you really not going down this week?
The calendar says you are.
The calendar might, but as your mother is well aware, I have rather urgent business to keep me here, yes?
I can't see that where you are can make a lot of difference.
Well, how can you say
You're
that?
You're still going to have to go to London. Well, there's nothing changed.
I'm surprised you can suggest my ever going to London again.
Why, what's happened?
Oh, nothing.
Something mysterious. Something not to be spoken of in front of the children.
It's only your mother who is making it mysterious.
I'm talking about you going to London. Nothing else.
To do with business?
No. Hey, now, let's just...
Look, I've had some letters. Two cranky letters.
Richard.
I don't mind them knowing. See, that's the difference between us. To me, they're nothing. Just cranky letters.
What sort of cranky letters?
Yes.
Poison pen letters. Blackmail letters. Though they haven't asked for any money yet.
No, really?
Accusing me of having an affair with some woman.
I really don't think you needed to tell them that.
Didn't need to? No. I chose to.
Yes. Well, I wish you hadn't. Excuse me.
Oh, no.
They're just stupid letters from some lunatic. Why your mother should let them assume an importance they don't deserve, I have no idea.
And they're anonymous, are they?
Yes.
Shouldn't you, well, I don't know, but, I mean, shouldn't you take them to the police?
Yeah, I already have. The police weren't very impressed.
And Mummy, she...
Yes, your mother has read the letters and she's chosen to believe them. Now, I'm not asking you to take sides, but you might as well know what's going on. Then at least you'll understand why there's such an atmosphere of doom and gloom about the place.
Yes, I did think,
But you're not going to leave her?
Oh, no. No, of course not. These letters aren't true, Jane. There isn't a word of truth in them.
No.
But why did you have to tell them?
Why?
Like that, just throwing it in their faces.
Well, you were the one who raised the issue, talking about me going to London.
You still didn't have to tell them.
I told them because I'm not going to be made to feel like I'm hiding some guilty secret. Something I'm supposed to be ashamed of, some crime I've committed.
No.
What?
No, I know why you told them.
Oh, you do?
Another proof, wasn't it? Another way of proving to me that what those letters say isn't true? How can they be true when you tell your children about them?
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, isn't that why?
No, it is not.
Well, I think it is. And I'm sorry, but it doesn't work. Any more than dragging me round that hotel worked. You see, Richard, the harder you try, the more of these clever tricks you play, the more I believe every word of those letters.
And so, what now? I mean, what do you suggest we do? You want me to leave?
You must do whatever you like.
You want me to go to Melissa? I wish I could, really, but can't, can I, since she doesn't exist?
I just don't know why you had to tell them.
Because I am innocent. And because if this is going to lead to the end of our marriage, which I suppose there's a very good chance it will, don't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, if it is going to lead to the end of our marriage, then I want our children to know that I am innocent. Morning.
Morning, Dad.
What are you doing? Catching the 8:15?
Yes.
Oh, well, listen, you're going to want a lift.
Jane's given me one.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
She up?
Yes.
Oh, well, fine. And look, I'm sorry if... Well, you know, this hasn't been much of a weekend for you. Perhaps I shouldn't have told you about those damn letters.
No. I'm glad you did. I just hope you and Mum can work it out.
Just a few days ago, I'd have said we could work out anything. Anything. Now, all of a sudden, we seem to be staring at one another from, you know, opposing trenches.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't you go worrying about it. You've enough on your plate with...
Dad?
Oh, morning.
Morning. There's a man on the phone for you, Mr. Townsend.
Mr. Gillian?
Speaking.
It's Maurice Townsend. Townsend Investigations? You left a message asking me to call.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Hope this isn't too early.
Oh, no, I'm impressed.
Well, you said it was urgent, so...
Well, yes, it is, rather. Look, I don't want to go into details on the phone. What's the earliest I can come and see you?
How would this morning suit?
Oh, yes.
Shall we say 10 o'clock, or is that...
Oh, no, that's fine. 10 o'clock. Oh, you better tell me just where you are.
I think we'll probably go for the Holland Park one.
Well, if you do want a second opinion.
Well, Steph has a brother who's a chartered surveyor, so...
Oh,
better get going if you want to catch that train.
Yeah, right.
You say goodbye to your mother.
Yes, she's still in bed, but popped in.
Well, give our regards to Stephanie, and it would be nice to see her up here sometime.
Yeah. We'll arrange something.
Well, hang on, you're walking all over...
Bye, then.
Bye, Dad.
Toast.
Oh, thanks. And you drive carefully.
Yeah, I will.
Come in.
Morning.
Don't you think that's a little silly?
What?
Knocking. This is your bedroom as much as mine.
Well, not if I'm not sleeping in it.
Well, that's your choice.
Is it? I'd have said I didn't really have a choice.
Is this how we're going to start the day? Warming up for another shouting match?
No. No, I've no intention of shouting. I shall be off into Manchester today, but first of all, I thought you might like to know we've got another letter.
I'm not sure I do want to know. And I certainly don't want to see it.
Oh. You're not just a little bit curious?
No.
Claire, you can't just hide under the bedclothes.
I'm not hiding. I just don't want to see any more of those filthy things.
I'll read it to you.
No.
Dear Mr. Gillian.
I'm not listening.
Dear Mr. Gillian, you will now have had time to consider my two earlier letters, and I hope you will have realised that I am serious. Yes, well, I think we've realised that. I am sure that you do not want your wife and loved ones to know about this relationship. And in particular, about its financial nature. In return for my silence and for the photographs that I have of you in the company of Melissa, I shall require a single payment of £5,000. I will write again telling you how you must pay. But please make sure you have the money in notes that are not new and not too large. That's it.
And what does that mean, in particular, about its financial nature?
No, I hadn't noticed that. I had no idea.
You're keeping her in a flat somewhere?
No.
Well, what else can it mean?
I've told you, I've no idea.
So, He wants £5,000.
Apparently.
So are you going to pay it?
Well, of course I'm not.
I just wondered.
Well, why should I? Even if it were true, why should I? To stop my wife finding out?
So what are you going to do?
Well, you'll probably regard this as another trick, something I'm just doing to convince you of my innocence. But actually, I'm on my way to see a private investigator.
A private detective?
One that Lawrence recommended.
What's he supposed to achieve that the police couldn't?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully he can find whoever it was staying at the hotel. Maybe he can find Melissa. I don't know, but I've got to do something, haven't I?
Tell me the truth.
I've told you the truth. I've been telling you the truth all along, and you won't damn well believe it. But I'm going to make you. So, belief isn't, whatever you said?
Voluntary.
Belief isn't voluntary. Well, okay. I don't care what I have to do or how far I have to go, but I am going to make you believe it.